Smutters.
Hello. Wow.
I know, I heard that.
I got a frog in my throat or something.
Or something. How's your week been?
Well, it's been fine and dandy.
Do you need to cough again? How about yours?
Yeah, I think so, probably. Okay, real quick though. Tonight's episode is my jam.
Why?
Because this is my favorite place in the whole world.
What is it? What's this place? What is the place in this episode that we're doing?
Brandon's Castle?
Nope. We're not doing that.
Oh.
It was a big trick, y'all. If y'all follow the Instagram and listen, I tricked all y'all.
You whore. Okay, but wait. Before we go any further, though, we do have to pay homage to literally the greatest Star Wars event that's ever happened, which was episode 6 of Kenobi. I mean,
what?
Come on.
It was
Anakin
wonderful.
And Darth, when they cross over the voices from
Anakin
and Darth, and he's like, Obi-Wan, you didn't kill me.
I about cried.
I killed Anakin. Like, oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, tears.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Anyway, sorry. I know this is not, you know.
Also, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Obi-Wan Kenobi yet.
If anybody watches Obi-Wan Kenobi, they've already seen it. It's been 3 days.
Yeah, that's true. That you get a 3-day rule. Is that what it is?
No, I'm just saying it.
Okay, you should have watched it by now if you're a fan.
Yeah.
Your
fault.
So, I have a joke that a friend of mine told me today, and I had to pass it along to everybody else. Hmm. Okay, you ready? Do trees poop?
Logs?
No. Say no.
No.
Then how do you get number 2 pencils?
I don't use number 2 pencils. I use lead pencils.
Rude. Rude. Don't ruin my jokes.
Well, it wasn't really funny, so I wouldn't call it a joke.
Okay. So, I had so much I wanted to talk. Like, all day I was thinking, like, stuff would happen. I'm like, oh, I need to talk about this. I have no idea what it is anymore. I do know I was listening to another podcast, and I love the True Crime podcast, and that thing terrified me, y'all. Like, people having just random encounters with serial killers, that is so scary. I was terrified, but that's what happened on one of my podcasts that I listened to. It was wonderful and scary, and tonight's episode is actually going to be, I hope, super long. That's what she said. And
you're dirty
and hopefully if you're at work it gives you something to listen to and it gives you a better day. So would you like to know what we're actually doing tonight?
I'd like to know what butter day means.
Better day?
Oh, I thought you said butter day.
It's that accent coming out.
It's that accent, y'all.
It's that accent, y'all. Okay, would you like to know?
Well, since you're trickery, yeah, I guess so.
I'm sneaky. We are in Romania this week, y'all.
Well, that's Brand's Castle.
Brand's Castle is not the only thing in Romania.
Yes, it is.
As a matter of fact, Brand's Castle isn't even haunted.
No, it's not.
We'll get to that later. We are doing the Witch's Pond in Romania. And what we're going to do is, it has a little bit to do with Vlad Tepes, which I knew you would be happy about because we love Vlad.
Yeah, we love him taking a big long pike and sticking up someone's behind.
Behind. So if you don't know who that is, we're going to go over his history a little bit. And this episode is for a friend of mine at work. She is about to go to Romania, and I just found out she's Romanian. And this is for her. And I actually asked her a lot of questions about Romania while I was in the process of doing this, and she helped me out a lot. So, thank you to Miss Elizabeth. So, we're going to start with Vlad. You ready?
As I'll ever be.
Okay, and you can jump in with this because I know how much you love Vlad. Let's dive on in. So, Vlad Tepes was part of the inspiration for the novel Dracula, but he was first and foremost a 15th century Romanian prince, also known as Vlad the Impaler. He was born in Transylvania to Vlad II, or Dracul. He took the name Dracula, meaning son of Dracul, or dragon. After that, Vlad was initiated into a secret order of Christians known as the Order of the Dragon. As the ruler of Wallachia, I said it perfectly in my head, y'all, and oh my gosh, to all of our Romanian friends, I'm so sorry if I mispronounce this. Wallachia, Vlad became known for his tactics against his enemies. This included torture, mutilation, and mass murder. He did enjoy disembowelment, decapitation, boiling, and skinning his victims alive. But his favorite form of torture was...
having his wife talk to him all night.
Well, no. Oh. Do you know what the other one was, though?
What?
Impalement, obviously.
Oh, well, yeah, duh. Wasn't he impaled in death as well as like a mockery for what all he's never done?
Nope.
Wasn't?
No. Oh. And normally I would agree with you, but...
well, you can agree with me if it's not true.
Yeah, it's not true, but his death has a lot to do with our story. So, yes, his favorite form of torture was impalement, or driving a wooden stake through their bodies, not sideways, but up and down, and leaving them there to die. In 1462, Vlad had around 20,000 victims impaled on the banks of the Danube. In 1476, he regained his seat and was killed in battle that year. Some accounts claim that Vlad liked to dine among the impaled bodies and dip his bread in their blood.
That is gross.
That is gross. But you know what? It was the 1400s. They didn't know better. So, I think you hear about a lot of higher ups or royals that did a lot of things that they probably shouldn't have done. So, now, in Romanian history, though, Vlad is a true hero, which he should be. He was a brave, strong leader who did his best to protect Wallachia against foreign invasions. He did what he thought was right and fought for the people of his country. So in Romania, if you say something bad about Vlad the Impaler, they're like, what are you talking about? You know, he's a true hero here. If you
the movie Dracula, the newest one that came out?
Yes.
Isn't, like, part of that true history where he tried to... the reason he went away is to protect the kids and all this, that, and the other?
Yeah, it was against the Ottomans, I believe.
Yeah.
I
mean, isn't that true, though?
I think a piece of it is.
I mean, obviously they would admire him for that.
Right. Yeah, like, he did everything he possibly could to protect that country. The Ottomans were a true force to be reckoned with. And he stood up to him, and he killed over 80,000 people to protect his country. He may have gone a little bit overboard, but he did what he had to do. He fought for the Christians. You know, he did so many things that he believed would help his people out, and he's admired. And if you bring up the whole Dracula thing, the people of Romania are like, "What? What is this? What are you talking about?" This is what I got from my friend that's from Romania. She was like, people don't understand why, you know, why they call him that. Why they associate him with vampires and say that, you know, Bran's castle is haunted. Because here's the thing.
Now, you know, when I was on, you know, I had that friend that lived somewhere close to there, and we had talked about meeting up
right
there. Got me to researching the castle a while back, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And they did have this thing where they insinuated that it could be haunted, because it, but it was around, right, Halloween.
Right. They do a big thing for Halloween.
Yeah. They implied, get it? Impale implied? That it could be haunted.
Okay.
So, anyways.
And no doubt, like, I'm sure there is something you know, something there. That's an old ass castle. It's been there since the 1400s. But here's the kicker. Vlad never ruled Bran's castle. As a matter of fact, he was held prisoner there for about 2 months, and that's the only time he spent in that castle. It wasn't even his. So, yeah. And before, and I know that seems odd to everybody because I just saw your face. I looked all this up to double check because I had heard that before, and I just wanted to make sure. The castle, I believe, belonged to his dad, but it never was Vlad's. As I said, he was a prisoner there for about 2 months, but that's about it. And I don't know if it just looked like a really neat castle for the inspiration for the book, you know. But also it's called Dracula's Castle. So, you know, there's a bunch of misconceptions about the whole thing. But also remember, y'all, Dracula was written by someone from Dublin, Ireland that wasn't even in Romania. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's really cool because when I went to Ireland, they pointed it out and I was like, what the shit? I was like, it wasn't even written in Romania.
What the hell? What you talking about, boy?
They're like, who's this southern bitch in Ireland, right? What the shit did you just tell me right now?
You gotta be shitting me, boy.
They're probably gonna like, go back to America. Just go back. But yes. So, let's jump into, since I ruined y'all's day and all of y'all's beliefs about Romania and Bran's castle. All right, we're going to jump into the witches. Dive on into the witch's pond. Okay. Let's see here. I don't know how to pronounce this, so please do not come after me. I will do my best. The Witch's Pond is located in the Boldu Cristacea Forest.
Boldu?
I don't know.
Boldu?
Near Bucharest. There is a mysterious pond called the Witch's Pond. This algae layered pond having a diameter of only 5 meters and has many mysterious legends and tales of ghosts surrounding it. The Witch's Pond is named for the many witches who gather in the area. It has become a very popular place for Romanian witches, as well as others from all over the world who have made the trip to visit the powerful pond. This is also known as the place where Vlad the Impaler was decapitated, and this pond is a small place filled with a lot of sorcery. Now, I did read in several places that some people have seen Vlad's spirit walking around the pond where he was supposedly decapitated. Now, that is hearsay because everywhere I looked, I do want to set everything straight. I don't want any misconceptions. You know, it's not 100% where he was killed. It was in a battle, but a lot of things did say it was at the Witch's Pond. So, I'm saying it was at the Witch's Pond. I just don't want to get any information wrong because I think that we would absolutely love Romania and I would love to go there one day.
Just the weather, though.
Yeah, and just walk around and see everything. Okay. Witches perform their rituals there each year during the Sazninial celebration in June. Which keep the mysterious witch's pond alive. So I'm guessing they just had that celebration. The pond is rumored to contain great energy that causes any spell to be cast near it to cast successfully. So all my witchy ladies out there, that's where you need to go.
All the witchy woos.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sir. Sorry. Sorry. Yes, I was thinking of my witches. This is why the site is popular amongst the Wiccan and why it is visited on sacred celebrations. So I'm sure with the summer solstice just passing by, there were a lot of Wiccans out there and a bunch of witches out there because that is a huge thing in that community. And I hope y'all got what y'all wanted, unless it was something terrible that y'all shouldn't have been asking for. So, many people have experienced unexplainable phenomena in the vicinity of the Witch's Pond, and many others visit the sacred site to specifically seek out its supposed natural power. It is not a popular site for Romanian locals to visit, and many believe that the pond's water is cursed. I also read... Oh, I'm coming to it. It is said that after the 1977 earthquake, many trucks unloaded debris into the pond with the aim of stopping it. Within weeks, the debris disappeared in its waters. And although the pond has a depth of only 1.5 meters, locals say that many times... But locals do say many times when pregnant women didn't want the child, they went to the pond, bathed, and ridded the pregnancy.
Wow.
Yeah. Even the animals are scared of this place. There, you will never see a frog or any alive animal at the pond. The animals will not drink from the water. Near the center of the pond has been reported over time strange phenomena like globular lightnings or storms started and disappeared suddenly. I also saw, I believe, that a snowstorm started in the middle of the pond and just stopped abruptly. The pond never changes. It doesn't dry. It doesn't expand, whether it rains or it is in a drought. The Witch's Pond is an is an interesting place to visit for the many stories and legends surrounding it. It is also beautiful in a serene place surrounded by dense forest. It is not far outside of Bucharest and is easily accessible by car. The pond is a short walk from the road and has a path to follow. It should be noted that there is no parking at the entrance to this pathway, so it is best to get dropped off. The entrance is also off a busy highway, and great care should be taken navigating to it. So, that is what I could find on the Witch's Pond. I tried to find the strange phenomena. I couldn't find a lot of it. But, y'all, what I did find, maybe even a little bit better, I found an experience of somebody going to the Witch's Pond. Yes, I found it. So, we're going to read that. It's a little bit lengthy, but it's a good little story. And I hope, like I said, if you are working... then it makes your day and it gives you a little chill. So, let's see here. It is called, I visited the Witch's Pond in Romania. Now something terrible is happening.
Ruh-roh.
Okay. Don't play with the fire, the locals in Romania used to say. I didn't understand it at first, although I knew they are very superstitious people. I am a construction engineer and have been recently sent to Romania with the company for a big contract, the construction of a 27-floor building of business offices. I arrived in Bucharest Friday and the project was set to begin Monday, so I had the weekend for myself. I wanted to visit the city, have some fun since it was my first time in Romania, but I didn't know anyone. My colleague, Kevin, was going to arrive on Saturday, and the other members of the team had the flights booked on Sunday. It was 6 p.m., and I was in my hotel room when the phone rang. It was Kevin. Hey, man, how is it there? Tell me the first impression. Hey, Kev, I don't really know yet. I mean, the city looks nice, but I haven't been anywhere. I'm still in the room. I wish I knew someone to go out tonight and have a couple of beers, but I guess I have to wait for you tomorrow. I don't like going out alone. He said, well, why don't you try hanging out with some locals? And how would I do that? Go to random strangers and ask them to hang out with me? I laughed. I mean, obviously. Try the local Reddit. Go and create a post. Say that you're new in town and if there's anyone who wants to go out for a beer or something. All right, pause. Y'all, don't ever do that. Don't ever take Kev's advice and create a local Reddit and meet a random stranger in a foreign country you've never been to. That is bad news already. Just don't do it, okay? Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's a good idea, Kev. I think I'll do that. I'll test the beer for you, and tomorrow when we go out, I'll know which one is good. Okay. Ha ha. You do that, man. Look, I gotta go. See you tomorrow. Bye, Kev. I got off the phone, opened my laptop, and headed on Reddit. I created a post. Hello, everyone. I just arrived for the first time in Bucharest, and I was wondering if there's someone willing to show me around, go out for a beer. P.S. I don't speak Romanian, so it would be nice if you speak English. A few replies came, welcoming me to the city, wishing me a pleasant stay, and stuff like that. And then the following reply came. Hi, man. We are a bunch of Reddit friends who frequently go out for beer, and we actually have scheduled a meeting tonight. You can join us if you like. DM me for details. That in itself sounds so creepy.
Yeah, especially in today's times.
Right? Okay. I clicked on the poster account, reviewed it a bit, and I found out that the guy was mostly interested in cats, technology, and cooking. Okay. I sent him a DM telling him I'd like to join them and to give me some details about where we are going and when to meet. He responded with the name of a bar, which looked pretty nice from the Google photos, and to be there outside at 9 p.m. and then sent me his phone number. It was already 7:30 by now, so I jumped in the shower, got dressed, and called an Uber. I reached the location 10 minutes earlier and saw five guys around their 20s waiting outside. I took my phone and called the number he sent me. Then I saw one of the guys picking up his phone and answering. I'm here. I think I see you, I said a bit confused, because this could have also just been a coincidence of timing and phone calls. He looked around, fixed on me, and said, yeah, that's us. Come on over. I've always been an extrovert. However, meeting a new group of foreign guys made me feel a bit nervous as I walked towards them. Hi, guys. I'm Ross. Ross. Nice to meet you. Hey, Ross, I'm Andre. The guy I spoke on the phone with said. Then he pointed to the other guys and said, this is Mihai, Dan, Angelo, and Bogdan. We headed inside, got ourselves a table, and ordered some beers. The guys were curious about me and made me feel like the center of attention, but not in an awkward way. I found out that they are all students on different colleges, and they all met on local Reddit some years ago and became friends. Angelo was studying to become a doctor. Mihai was passionate about music, and he had two rap songs already. Bogdan was a very dedicated gamer, which made him skip most of his classes and had to repeat the last year of college. This made me laugh. And Dan was trying to become a bodybuilder, and that was a visible thing. I told them about myself, what I do for a living, about the project we're about to start in Bucharest, and about my passion for horror. Well, if you like horror, we have a haunted lake here, close to Bucharest. It's called The Witch's Pond. Dun, dun, dun. After a short pause, Angelo continued. It is said that at night, witches go and cast spells. And if you go there, bad things will happen. Not even the animals will drink from the pond. Oh, really? I've always been excited about stories with haunted places, but never got the chance to visit one. So where is it exactly? I asked. You want to go there? Bogdan asked. Andre chuckled, put his beer on the table, and said, it's about 15 kilometers outside of Bucharest, located in the middle of a forest. If I think about it, we lived our whole lives here, but never thought of going there. What do you think, guys? Should we go for it after we finish our beers? My first thought was not to go in the forest outside of Bucharest with some guys I just met 2 hours ago. But after a bit of consideration, these guys looked nice and harmless, and I didn't feel any threat around them. Plus, I always wanted to visit a haunted place. Let's do it, I said firmly. The alcohol starting to kick in by this moment. Should we call an Uber, or how do we reach there? Yes, let's go. It would be fun, Bogdan said, and everyone agreed. Let's pay the bill and call for an Uber. We paid for the beers, went outside while Bogdan was on the Uber app trying to set the destination point to the Witch's Pond close as possible. He had to do it manually since it was no exact address. The Uber will be here in 3 minutes, guys. I requested for 2 cars since we are 6, Bogdan said. It was dark and I felt so excited what I was going to do. My whole life was monotonous. Work, home, occasional nights out, but for the first time in my life, I was going to do something like this, something I've always wanted. I felt adrenaline rushing through my body. The cars arrived, and I got in with Andre and Angelo, while Bogdan, Mihai, and Dan got into the second car. The Uber driver looked a bit suspicious and frightened when he saw the destination point. While noticing this, Andre assured him, we are only some drunk guys trying to have some fun and visit the haunted place, and he doesn't need to worry. We arrived about 20 minutes and got out of the car. It was pitch black, and the headlights were the only source of light out there. The second car arrived 1 minute later, being delayed due to catching red light behind us. This story is very just, it's got a lot of info in it. We all gathered and turned on our phone flashlights. Mihai said, we should enter the forest from the other side of the road and walk straight for 2 minutes. Then we should reach the witch's pond. At least that's what Google says. It was cold outside, in a very deep silence, the type of silence that doesn't feel right. Mihai went first. We followed. We climbed a small cliff and entered the forest. We made our way to the witch's pond, walking over dead branches and leaves through a bit of sound in the deep, dead silence we were surrounded of. After about 1 minute of walking through the forest, the wind started to blow, and all of a sudden, Mihai screams. Holy fuck, guys, stop. It's a dead deer over here. A strong, rotten smell hit me. I wanted to puke. The wind was now blowing the smell right towards us. We bypassed it, holding our breath, and while I got next to it, I took a glance at the deer. Something was off. It didn't look like she died from an animal attack or being shot by a hunter. It had no visible wounds, and even if it smelled so bad, it didn't look like it was in the decomposing stages yet. I got down on my knees and saw her eyes wide open and marks of blood poured out of her eyes. I put my hands on her neck, and that's when I was shocked. It was still warm. Her whole body was still warm. I couldn't understand why there was already the smell present if the deer died just before. I thought it should be another dead body around, and that smell is not coming from the deer, so I took a breath of air. That previous smell was 10 times stronger now, and I cannot explain what I felt. I can only say that it was the most awful feeling I've ever felt. At the beginning, I felt a very strong nausea followed by a feeling of terror. I wanted to leave now, but my legs were weak and I felt like I couldn't stand up. My vision started to get blurry, and before I knew it, Andre grabbed my arm and helped me to stand up. What are you still doing here? I had to come back for you. We didn't even notice when you were left behind. How can you stay in the smell? There's something very wrong with this deer, Andrea said. Even if it smells like it was decomposing for a few days, it just died. I put my hand over the body and it's still warm. That's impossible. Your mind is playing tricks. There's no way that her body is still warm. You felt that rotten smell. It has at least 3 days since she died. With a bit of worry in his face at this moment, let's go. The boys are waiting for us, he continued. We headed back to the group and kept going forward. The air started to feel heavy. The cold was getting colder, and how much we advanced toward the pond. We reached a zone where the trees stopped and found ourselves with a small circular area with a pond in the center. The vegetation seemed dead all over the place, and the pond had a greenish color, the color of sick water. The whole place looked so unnatural. I turned off the light on my phone and opened the camera and took a picture of it. It was my first visit to a haunted place, so I had to have a memory of it. So no witches are here, Angelo said. Mihai, take a picture of me in front of the lake. Angelo headed towards the lake and sat with his back at it. You were too close. Go a bit more near the lake, Mihai said. Angelo took a few steps behind and stepped on a moist piece of mud. Scared, he took unconsciously a few steps behind and landed in the water. Well, fuck. Now my feet are not only muddy but wet. Angelo had a fury expression on his face while getting out of the pond, shaking his feet, which were pouring with water. And by the look of the water, you're going to stink as well, I said. I'm not sharing the Uber with you on the way back. By that time, he didn't want to take the photo anymore and came back to us. Dan, being amused by the whole situation, said, let's sing something in case there's some animals nearby. We'll scare them and leave the area. I nodded. It felt like a good idea to keep us safe from any stray dogs or maybe even wolves. That's a good idea. We could go for that. We could do that for a minute and then go back to the main road and call for a cab, I said. I don't know any Romanian songs, but I can be the judge of who's the best singer. The guys agreed on a song and started singing all at once. They were terrible. A bunch of untalented, drunk guys singing seemed so funny. I listened carefully to and held my promise and nominate one winner, when all of a sudden, I heard a great singing voice. The voice was pure. It was music to my ears, and that's when it hit me, and I froze. It was a girl singing voice.
What?
What? A few seconds later, my new friends heard it too and stopped singing as they noticed, one by one, but the voice kept singing. It was starting now to accelerate and change the tone from a sweet one to an angry, fast-paced flow. The sounds were getting higher, and it seemed like it's hearing. You can hear it from all around us. Now the forest was hit by hard wind, waving all the trees, and the voice was starting to sound louder and louder. The song now was changed to what sounded like a Latin language incantation. The bushes around us started to move frantically. The leaves were flying in the wind. The wind was blowing so hard now that it was hard to hear anything besides the voice. But the voice was still as clear as before. Angelo fell on his knees with his head against his chest and started shouting. All right, y'all. I don't know this language, so I'm going to try my best.
Ni hao.
Next, adum immortaris libris pondeo nex adveho not anun madverto operan contio zanus esbraco manus. That was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
A strong smell of rot appeared, just like the one I sensed on the deer, and it seemed like it was coming from him. The voice now started to shout the same thing as Angelo, and I needed no invitation to get the hell out of there. I ran as fast as I could in the direction I thought we came from, barely seeing in front of me and hoping I wouldn't run into a tree. The guys followed as I heard them running and screaming behind me. A feeling of cold and a deep sleepiness took over me. But I had fought it. I had to fight it to remain focused and get the fuck out of that forest as soon as possible. The voice was still everywhere, as loud as before, but the wind started to blow even more. I was practically running as fast as my body could and jumping over dead tree trunks, looking left and right to see if there's anything in the woods. But there was nothing, nothing that could be seen. I saw in front of around 50 meters, the tree line ending, and I knew I headed right that way, and I'm almost out. I looked behind and saw Mihai around 5 meters behind me and Dan and Bogdan around 30 meters behind us still running towards us. We're almost out, I screamed to the boys. A very loud crack sounded in front of us. The sound scared me and I tripped. I got back up a few seconds and kept running. A large tree fell in front of me and just missed me by a few meters. It was a gigantic old tree, at least 300 years old, and it just broke in half. The voice now transformed into an even angrier one. And the tone sounded like screeching wheels. By this moment, Dan and Bogdan reached us, and we continued to run. We were practically seeing the road by now. Few more seconds have passed, and we left the woods, reaching the main road. The voice was gone by now, and the wind was not blowing any longer, and the air felt normal again. I sat down on the road, heavily breathing, and thinking that if only I didn't trip. I looked at the guys, and everyone was terrified. No one could say anything. Mihai took out his phone and opened the cab out, enabled his geolocation, and ordered a car. We sat in silence waiting, and after 20 minutes, the cab arrived. We went inside and sat quietly for the whole road. I wanted to say something, but I couldn't. I just didn't know what to say. When we arrived in town, we headed straight to the police and told them what happened and that we left Angelo behind. Of course, they didn't believe us, but they went to investigate. The second day, I saw on the news, 23-year-old boy found dead on the witch's pond. Cause of death, heart attack. Mm. The phone rang, and it was Kevin.
A young boy?
It was Angelo.
He died of a heart attack?
Yeah. My phone rang, and it was Kevin. Hey, Kev, what's up? Hi, man. I just landed in Bucharest, waiting for a cab to get me to the hotel. Can you please give me the address? I lost it somehow. Yeah, I'll send you a share location right away. Oh, I almost forgot. The phone exploded with static. I looked at my screen, and it now displayed a phone number I didn't recognize. After a few seconds of static, I heard a very low voice, but couldn't understand anything. I put my phone on speaker mode and pressed the volume up to max. At that moment, I froze, and it said, Nex adum immortaris libris. I'm not repeating all that. Y'all get the point that it's the same voice that they heard. And I've got goosebumps all over me right now. That scared me. But that's the end of it. And I wish I knew what it was saying. If anybody knows what that is, let me know. Because I would love to know.
You can just go do Google Translate on it.
How?
You just copy and paste it into Google Translate.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you do that real quick?
I'm kind of in the middle of something right this second.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Actually, if y'all are listening, I will put it on the Instagram because it'll take me a minute to do that.
The Instagram, like the Walmart.
The Walmart. But yeah, I'll put it on Instagram and I'll put the translation on there and you can see it. But
okay, so, you know, I've always wanted to go to Brand's Castle or whatever, but if we ever get to go there, I'll go there.
To Witch's Pond?
Yeah.
I definitely will not go to Witch's Pond.
I will.
Because I'm not dragging you out of there after you have your heart attack. I don't want to hear that crazy voice start chanting,
you know,
at me.
I thought at one point you was going to have to drag me out of one of our vacations.
Which one?
When I jumped down that hole in the Bahamas and I hit the water.
I thought you broke your butt.
I thought I broke my butt and my back.
Y'all, he was going cliff diving and we get to the very top and it's like this little hole you have to jump through.
But it goes straight into this cave.
Yeah, it was like a cave. Like he jumped into this cave and like he jumps and it's so quiet and I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, is he dead? And then like I hear you and I'm like,
what? Well, I couldn't speak for a minute. Like when I hit wrong, like my butt hit first instead of my feet, and I don't know how
I thought you broke your butt.
Yeah, so this may be opportunity number two to get to carry me out of somewhere.
Okay, well. Alrighty. But yes, that is the terrifying Witch's Pond, and I don't know. I mean, in some accounts, it seems like it's a magical spiritual place for the witches and the Wiccans and all that, but then it kind of feels like maybe they weren't showing it the respect it needed or something, and they got pretty much.
They done got gotten.
They got gotten.
That's sad about the young guy having a heart attack, though.
It's surprising that his friend called, and he's like, what's up, man? Let me give you the address. Let me not tell you about the guy that got killed last night. So, anyway, I hope y'all enjoyed it. That is the story of Witch's Pond. And we will come back with something fun next week. I hope all of y'all have a wonderful week and make good choices.
And I'll show you the Google Translate.
Yes, for sure. I will have that on Instagram waiting for y'all to go look. And fuck you, Barry. Anything?
Really? Steel?
Steel?
Carmen Bra.
Bye, guys. Have a great week.
Bye.